Public performances of works by the bard William Shakespeare are not a new thing. Shakespeare in the Park is traditionally done on a stage or a pavilion of some kind, but current state's Jamie Paisley explored something a bit different happening in Ann Arbor for the next few weekends. Welcome, Jamie.
Thanks, Mark. And you're right, this one is, you know, a bit different. It's called Shakespeare in the Arb, as in Shakespeare in the Arboretum. These performances of Shakespeare's Love's Labor's Lost take place in the Nichols Arboretum on the east side of the University of Michigan campus in Ann Arbor. However, again, rather than a stage, the play actually happens on the grounds of the Arboretum itself. As scene changes occur, the company, as well as the audience itself, moves around the Arboretum to the next designated locale. To learn more, I spoke with the founder and artistic director of Shakespeare in the Arb, Kate Mendeloff, about how this partnership began.
Well, actually, they approached me. At that point, Mathai Botanical Gardens and Nichols Arboretum were separate institutions, or I guess we'd call them public goods on the campus. Nichols Arboretum was by far the smaller organization, and it had a membership program, but not a very big one. It just would be Nichols Arboretum, applied for a grant from the Ford Foundation for arts funding for 3 years and received the grant. And so they were planning to do a theater production, a dance performance, and a music performance. I was approached by the development person at Nichols Arboretum, a woman named Inger Schultz, who had seen several of my theater productions at the residential college and knew that I had just directed an outdoor production of Chekhov's The Seagull in the East Quad courtyard. And it moved around the courtyard and then moved downstairs into a room in the building. But the environmental theater idea was definitely, underneath the staging of that. And she contacted me and asked if I would like to direct something at Nichols Arboretum. Initially, I thought I would do Chekhov again, but realized that I needed to do something that would project to more people. Chekhov's very nuanced, and it would be harder to do it outside. It's very text-based and subtle. So I decided that Shakespeare would be a better choice, and that the best Shakespeare play for showing how we are transformed by our journey into nature would be Midsummer Night's Dream.
Exactly.
And I was a little worried about it because it seemed a little cliched to do, but I went ahead with it, and it was so successful that we did it again the following year, and then it's become an institution.
Shakespeare in the Arb takes place throughout the grounds of the Nichols Arboretum for the next 3 weekends. And according to founder Kate Mendeloff, there is an underlying mentality when it comes to how to handle the props, the staging, and even the audience of this Shakespearean troupe amongst the Nichols Arboretum grounds.
The Arboretum is a museum. I mean, it really was designed by an important landscape architect named Jens Jensen, to be an exhibit of the natural plantings appropriate to this part of Michigan. The Woodland Glen, which is the area where Titania and Oberon meet, and where I've staged many moments like Hero's funeral, fake funeral, in Much Ado About Nothing. It's just a gorgeous, gorgeous area, and it's all native plants. The area that we're using a lot in our current production is called the Magnolia Valley, and there are many different varieties of magnolia trees in that area, and it's very, very beautiful. There are some delightful things about it. There's a tree that lets off a light blossom sometimes that floats by, mm-hmm. and that's just beautiful. We try to incorporate references to nature. I mean, Shakespeare's language is full of nature. He grew up in a rural environment, and that's one particularly delightful thing about Shakespeare in the Arb is when we're talking about nature, we're in it. And hearing that language when you're feeling the breeze and looking around at a beautiful setting just heightens it. It certainly does for me, and I hope it does for the audience. And that's one reason why I get very sad if a tree gets cut down in the Arb. Actually, with Love's Labor's Lost, there was a wonderful tree where one of the key scenes in the play happened, and it died. And they kept it up because a family of raccoons was living in it. Mm. And so I sent an email, I think, early in January, Woodsman Spare This Tree, and said, please leave what's left of the tree up for Shakespeare in the Arb. But when the snows melted and we started to trek around and look and see what was there, it's really in bad shape. So we had to compromise on another situation. But still, you know, that tree has significance for me.
Now, there is the question of what happens when weather is not really on your side to those
right.
performances.
Well, we certainly have had our share of struggling with the weather. Ironically, the only production where we had absolutely no rainouts was The Tempest, where it's supposed to be storming the entire time. So we had to create the storm with a thunder sheet, you know, one of those aluminum sheets that sounds like thunder. That was funny. But it really, you never know. Ultimately, we call the play off if we are going to be hit by a major electrical storm. Mm-hmm. We can't allow people to be in the woods if there's going to be lightning. And I've spent my share of evenings pinned to a radar machine trying to predict when storms are going to hit. And I guess I'm trying to think, 16 years ago, maybe radar wasn't so easy to get. But that's the piece I can't control.
Yeah.
And so that can be very frustrating.
And I suppose of all the plays, Love's Labor's Lost might be the best opportunity for a picnic since it contains, I think, the longest scene, the masked Russians, I think that's the...
Oh, right. Except in our case, they're Spaniards.
Okay.
Because the masked Russians were an in-joke in the Elizabethan court. And since we don't have Queen Elizabeth with us to laugh at that joke, I have interpreted them as Spaniards, and that's because one of the main comic characters in Love's Labor's Lost is Don Adriano de Amargo, and he is a Spanish knight. But yes, it is an incredibly long scene, though I have cut it considerably. Shakespeare, it's interesting. It was an early Shakespeare play. It is as early, they think, he wrote it right after Comedy of Errors, so that's right at the beginning of his career. And I think it's a pretty sophisticated play in terms of the writing, but one of the things he didn't quite get down is how to break up acts and scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So there's only really one scene in each act, but it's often incredibly long. You're right. You could eat a picnic in any one of the scenes. And you're encouraged to, you know, bring food, although you're discouraged from noisy chip bags and things like that. Mm. And it's best to have your picnic before and then be able to enjoy the play.
And needless to say, make sure you clean up after yourself as well.
Right. That's it. There are no garbage cans down there.
Right.
And so you do. You have to be careful.
We've been speaking with Kate Mendeloff, the Artistic Director of Shakespeare in the Arb. And if people wanted to find out more information about Shakespeare in the Arb and the 3 weekends that your production of Love's Labour's Lost is going to be occurring, where can they find that information?
They should get to the Mathai Botanical Gardens Nichols Arboretum website. And they could Google Shakespeare in the Arb, and that will take them there.
Kate, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.